to expect us to have Galtung restored within the next 30 minutes.
Okay, well, how did this get disconnected in the first place?
I'm not sure if you had placed an order to disconnect some lines. Somehow or another, through error on the WorldCom end, this number got included. I'm not sure why. I don't know the specifics on it yet. I would have to get with the person who actually placed the order and see if it was just a mistake that they did on their part.
Well, you've had my... See, I was out of town last week, and you've had my phone service shut off since Wednesday. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and today, my customers think that I went out of business or something. You know, what is WorldCom going to do to compensate me for my loss of business and the fact that it's taken me, you know, I've been on the phone for 2 hours trying to get somebody to turn this back on? I mean...
What we would do in this case, I would have to refer you back to our customer service, and I'm sure they would have no problems, crediting your account for that downtime.
Well, it's just not a matter of crediting me for 4 days of downtime. You know, you shut down my business, you know.
Well, we,
And you've embarrassed me in front of my customers.
Like I said, so that's something in customer service, one of our customer service reps will be able to assist you with. You know, all I can do is, you know, do the maintenance side. That's what my job is. And like I said, I'm doing what I can now to get your line back up and working.
So you're telling me that my line will be up and working in 30 minutes?
In 30 minutes, we should have that dial tone restored.
Okay, it better be restored in 30 minutes because I am hopping mad over this. This is the second time this month that you guys have screwed up and taken my service down. Second time this month.
Okay, so well, look, what I'm also going to do is I'm going to make sure that this order that was placed gets corrected. That way this doesn't happen again.
Well, I got another issue because, you know, at the end of this month, I'm having my service transferred back to Southwestern Bell Telephone. And, you know, I got this fear that I'm going to be sitting here on the phone with you guys, you know, for another several hours, you know, trying to get you to release my number back to Southwestern Bell Telephone. I mean, you know, I'm trying to leave your service, you know, and because of situations like this, you know, because, you know, you guys just arbitrarily shut off my business. You know, and this is just, you know, mind-blowing that, you know, a big company like MCI WorldCom, you know, is so absolutely incompetent. You know, and I'm thinking, you know, well, are you guys going to be smart enough to transfer my thing back to Southwestern Bell at the end of the month? Okay. Or am I going to go through this again?
When that happens, I don't know, are you dated to port out at the end of this month?
I have sent a fax to have it ported out on August 31st back to Southwestern Bell. Now, what am I going to have to do to actually make this happen? Because every time I call you guys can't seem to, you know, you can't do what I tell you to do. You know, I mean, it took me, you know, maybe 10 phone calls just to get you to turn off those four phone lines, that, you know, back in March. And you guys have still been billing me, you know, for... you know, four lines that I had turned out off in March, and then I get my phone service shut off over your billing errors. And, you know, and I get, you know, excuses and people saying things that are absolutely ridiculous. You know, when I asked to have my phone service turned off back then, you know, you guys were telling me that it takes, you know, like 45 to 90 days to shut off phone service, you know? And it's like, you know... What kind of a company are you people?
Mark, I don't know who you've been talking to regarding those other comments. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you on that.
Yeah.
That, you know, whomever did tell you that must have misinformed you. And I'm sorry that they did. Now, due to the other issue that you're trying to bring up, I don't know. I couldn't tell you for sure what's going to happen until it happens, you know. I mean, if you're set to port out, then you're going to be set to port out at the end of the month. And that's an issue that I can't tell you for sure that, you know, everything's going to go smooth. Most of the time, it always does.
Is there that day,
if you want to, you can just call in and make sure that somebody, you know, knows that you're sent to port out that day.
Well, is there somebody who I can call there to confirm that this is in progress and that it will be ported out on that day?
Whom did you speak to when you requested to move to another carrier?
I talked to... somebody named Julie. That's all that she gave me.
Okay. Did you just simply call the customer service line? Is that what
you did? I called somebody, and they connected me to somebody named Julie. And then Julie had me fax a request to some phone number telling them to do that, in which case I did that. And I haven't heard anything back, but, you know, I could almost guarantee that, you know, when August 31st rolls around, that, you know, this isn't going to happen. You know, I mean, it just makes me, you know, I'm scared that you're going to have my business shut down again come August 31st.
Let me look into your account really quick here. I want to see if there's an order in there already. If so, all you would need to do is call back into customer service, you know, reference the order number, and they'll be able to tell you what exactly is going on. Now, if you just give me a minute here, just to look at your account. When did you submit that or fax that order or that request?
I faxed that request on August 1st.
Can I put you on hold for a minute? I'm going to try calling up this person here to get a little specific on the comments you've got on your account.
Okay.
Thank you. Julie, and she does have that letter that you faxed, and it does state you wanted it the due date of your, I guess you're moving to Southwestern Bell from what you stated earlier?
Yes.
For August 31st?
Yes.
Okay.
So it is going to happen then?
That's going to happen on August 31st.
Okay.
Okay, now, well, regarding your issue now, let me see here.
So, my phone service will be turned on at my office when I get back?
I don't know how long it takes you to get to the office, sir, but,
5 minutes.
I'm working on the issue now as we speak.
Okay.
Okay. And, is there another way for me to get a hold of you at the office, if that's where you're heading to?
When you turn the phone service on, you can call me at the office at my office phone number.
Okay. All right, well, then I'll do that.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, see you later.